Flavours of the Week
with Yorkshire's Steph Moon.
Steph, rattle welcome along.
And do you know what? Every time Steph comes into the studio, she's always telling me how busy she is because we've all got loads on at the moment. Yeah. It's summer and a couple of big highlights coming up. So we've got the Yorkshire Dales Food and Drink Festival at the end of July. Yourself,
so.
James Martin, some other big names going to be down there. We're going to be doing a food and drink special from that show. So that's very exciting. And of course, my big event, the one I'm looking forward to, the Great Yorkshire Show.
Can't wait. It's the biggie, isn't it, Will?
Your
it's the
friend
biggie.
Rosemary Schrager, who loves going round on a golf buggy.
She
and
does.
And loves
she
having
does.
A glass of wine at Rudding Park at the end of the day.
She does. And she is great fun, is Rosemary. She'll be at the show all 3 days. We've got her working in the Game Cookery Theatre with myself and up in the brand new food hall as well. So she's doing different cookery in both of those. One, you know, really majoring on the farmers and the sort of Yorkshire produce, and the other majoring on Yorkshire game and how well known we are for that. So,
we are good. Indeed. So the 12th, the 13th and the 14th of July.
Can't wait.
And just when you put in them dates in your diary, put my birthday on the 15th in as well.
Alrighty.
That will be absolutely fine. Okay, so Steph, it was the official start of summer on Monday. And here we are on Thursday, and you've got a bit of a summery dish for us tonight.
Well, absolutely, Will. You know, fresh peas are in season. Fresh broad beans are in season. We've got some Yorkshire goat's cheese. This is Ribblesdale goat's cheese. We've got some fantastic heritage tomatoes. They're coming into season. I've made a little light pea mousse using a little bit of cream, some butter, some fresh peas, some mint, and I've made a very, very light mousse to serve with this lovely goat's cheese tomato and a very light fennel dressing using Wharf Valley rapeseed oil for the dressing. So it's really Yorkshire, really getting ready for all those great Yorkshire festivals. They're all coming in thick and fast. And, you know, Yorkshire chefs are sort of bursting into loving summer because summer's here and let's make the most of it.
That Wharf Valley rapeseed oil, I think I've seen that at a few of the shows. Would I be right in
thinking
that? Yeah,
they're always around. I mean, there's some cracking rapeseed oils and you see the bright yellow flowers in the fields bringing it onto a plate. You know, that's what it's sunshine on a plate. Well, that's what we want.
Indeed, indeed. And you know me, Steph, I'm a Yorkshire lad. Through and through, I'm a Yorkshire lad. And last week at this time, you presented me steak pie, potatoes and peas. And it was very filling and very tasty. You know, this is radio, but there's not a lot on this plate. I mean,
no,
a strapping 6'2" lad like myself, I don't know if that would touch the sides. I've got to be honest with you, Steph.
Well, I like to keep you I like to keep
you
guessing.
You like me being honest.
Yeah. And I know what you're saying, Will, but this would be more of a starter. The thing with this, goat's cheese, you know, I love it. Some people absolutely don't like it at all. But I think in Yorkshire, we make some amazing goat's cheese. And it's light and it's fresh. And, you know, it's not always about pie and potatoes, even though maybe we wish it was.
Okay, well, here we are. Let's give this a go, then. Them tomatoes are very juicy. And quite easy to put this together, Steph.
Yeah. The hardest thing about this is shelling the broad beans and making the mousse. And I mean, that took, the whole dish took me half an hour to do, but you know, it might take people a little bit longer, but not much. It's so quick and nice and easy.
So once you've got that correct, you're on to a winner.
Yeah.
Right, well, thank you very much, Steph, and we'll see you next week for the last day in June, which is a little bit scary. And right now it's time to get the wine.
Steph Moon's Flavours of the Week.
On Stay FM.